People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we'll conclude this part. I got one or a couple of more. Conclude this part of said training, and I want to move forward with something else. Are you still the host? You don't have access to the host part, huh? So we'll just keep this here, and we'll keep this recording. Now, I've answered some good questions. I want to get into business system master. That's the open Q&A. Everybody, I don't know if I sent it to y'all, but basically going to write, let's write these few things down. You're going to write $200. $500 people. $500. $200 people. $1,000. $100 people. $2,000. $50 people. $4,000, 25 people. This is the last thing we're doing today. I want you to title that whole thing there. Let's call it massive income. Let's just call it that. Pretty simple. Let's call that massive income. What was number four? I guess, yes, it is. As long as you call it business system mastery, then I know where it's at. Call that massive income. I have not taught you nothing greater than what I'm getting ready to teach you. Next session, would you call it residual income or monthly income or royalties? Or mailbox money, whatever makes you comfortable. I mean, money you do not work for anymore. Is this money pleasing to you?
Yes.
That's the best guy. That's the way Ken is set up. He work once. We do a little troubleshooting, and then he go to Bora Bora with his wife.
Sponsored by my good friend Antonio.
There it is. Happily sponsored by his good friend Antonio. It's one thing to sponsor, but I'm happily sponsoring it. Well, this is residual income. 500. This time, I had y'all do dollars first, then people second, right? This time, it's people first, dollars second, okay? And everything is for 12 months, okay? That's understood here. But I won't say for 12 months. It should be understood. 500 people, $17. 200 people, $42. 100 people, $83, 50 people, $157, 25 people, $333. This is the holy grail of today. And tomorrow our end with equally as much pizzazz and fire, but more. Now, basically, if I had to sum this up to you, did you mean repeat one?
100, 157, 5, 5 to 100, and then right before 25, 150, 50, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60,
of you are going to selfishly think about your, well, I'm sorry, I skipped a step. I'm sorry. Next step is, let me explain to you, let me just do this in complete sentences now. How to sell a $200 product to 500 people. That's your very first one. That's your massive income. You see it? That's everything after that is, and that massive income all the way down to, well, let's just do a massive income, means how to sell this amount of product to this many people. Get it? And the residual income part, it is how to sell this many people this dollar amount product. How to sell 500 people a $17 a month product. These are two different thought processes. They're two different ones. You can't approach, well, you can't approach these the same, but they are cousins, but you cannot approach these the same. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't. And if you try to, then you don't understand, I don't know, money or people. You're blank on both of them. Okay? You're blank on both of them. Everybody got me? All right, let's go forth. Online, can you hear me online? Make sure I got the Pam Norris's and the Vince's. Vince, your head, yes? Good. Any questions online? I can't see the video, but if you can just, if you got any questions, please interrupt me at any time. Law has a question. I was saying, give me Law's question.
Okay, so actually, is this?
Okay, yeah. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Is this still going to lead into the list that you created prior to, because I was thinking of the question that I have for my own personal business. Is this going to run into that, or are we just moving on to something totally different?
Which list did I create prior? I'm not running on anything totally different. Everything builds on top of itself. But which list are you talking about prior to?
Okay, so we were coming up with specific things related to our business that you was going to address. So Pam had went, you had Chris did it as well, and you had John. Ken. Ken started first, and then it went to Pam, and so on. Are we still like going toward that or no?
We can still go towards that, and the answer to your question is yes and yes. Yes, it's the same thing, and yes, I was moving on, but I can stop moving on. Who else has a question online besides Law? Because he clearly has a question because he asked that question. I mean, excuse me, not a question, but the wants to do the Q&A with me to build that product selfishly. Who has that online besides Law? Viz, do you have one? Okay. Law, let's answer your question first because it would greatly bless you when I do what I'm about to do. Ken, remind me to explain the difference between these two things and that's it, because I'll get the rest of it in my head. All right, Law, go forth and multiply. The question, let me reiterate or re-put you back in the same zone. I just want you to be selfish and ask me a question specific about the business that you have so you can get the answer you need so you can move forward in greatness and income. I'm ready.
All Okay, so my question was this, because we talked about a bit of this when I was on my way back to New York the last time. So one of the things that I was trying to figure out is how to maximize release and complacency. So I actually have an online training, but we talked about actually starting a online course system in a sense. So I have one portion of it, but I'm trying to figure out how to maximize what I have already created. And that I haven't figured out, because I don't want to then use the same information and constantly say the same concepts over and over. So I'm trying to figure out what else can I add to it. Or a better way to even explain it is think of maybe a new 30-day challenge in which I can kind of use a program toward that, if that makes any sense.
It does make plenty of sense, and Law's question applies to everybody, and Law's not going to like the answer, and neither are you. All right, so this applies to everybody. Pull your camera up close to me. I forgot to tell them that y'all need to buy from this man, okay? And what I want you to do over there, Chris's group of people, Grace, grab that tripod, bring this here. Oh, give me the phone. Give me the phone, and then you can put it back on the tripod. There you go. Give me this here. Hey, everybody. I'm the guy that Chris know. you need to go ahead and spend full price with him.
Yes.
It's $250 million, or maybe more, at this table right now. And we're sitting in a gazillion million-dollar home.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And Chris is a VIP.
Yeah.
Now, unless you VIP with somebody that can get you $250 million, you need to buy from Chris. There you go. Work that out. Yes, sir. Work that out. There you go. Now, you run that. You let them know. Okay. Law, back to you. Back to you, Law. Hold on. I'm going to wait till you put his tripod up. Okay, he got it. Okay, we putting some money in people's pocket. There we go. There we go. We got it going on. There you go. So he know how to edit. He's a editor. There you go. All right, good stuff. Lawson, I don't like the answer, but he's so ready for it because he's used to me giving him bad answers. And you all are not going to like the answer. Law, who's your favorite basketball player? Do you have one?
No, I don't really have one. I just like good-looking men.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Law. Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, now that we got that cleared up, okay. Oh, that was good TV. Do you know, who do people think is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Now you're trying to get my head chopped off. But right now, of all time, well, Michael Jordan follows that. LeBron will follow that as well.
Okay, Barry. Yeah. That's a good answer.
You might be disconnected, YouTube.
I
did.
Okay. Good. That sounds good. How does Law know that Michael Jordan and LeBron James, the greatest players of all time, arguably, because Jordan fans won't let me put LeBron in there, but I'm going to tell you LeBron, but I ain't trying to have no fight for that. Just saying. But he's not a fan. He just likes to look at men, right? He's not a fan. But how do we know these two gentlemen?
I get the mind of playing now.
Well, go ahead.
Because the way the media portrays them, it's like they always bring up their accolades. They're constantly putting them out there over and over and over and over again. And then when you compare it, you have analysts and much more saying, this person did this and they didn't do that. So it's all media attraction. That's what I think.
That's fair.
Or
let me get my business that way.
Let me get my business that way.
Or he has a lot of straight male friends, and they give him the game. Law, you understand, right? And they talk right, so he's right. The answer I'm really looking for is because the media gave their content away for free. Which is also the answer to Law's question. Okay. Answer to Law's question. Well, let's let Law rephrase his question to remind you all. He's talking about releasing complacency, but Law, can you tell us your ultimate goal with releasing complacency? He ended by saying, or do I need to release another one? I'm coming back to that. Another train, but we're going to let you, Law, do me a favor, repeat your main agenda with release of complacency as far as the question you're struggling with.
Okay, so what we're trying to do is create a subscriptionship, as Pam said, someone to pay for the product monthly. So I have one portion of it, which is releasing complacency, that's already been out as far as an online training. There's a remix of it coming out as a book. So I'm trying to figure out another way to maximize the content that I created and or create something new. This way I'm not saying the same concepts over and over. So I was thinking of doing a new 30-day challenge in a sense where I go on Facebook Live and speak based on that content for those 30 days. And I can then take that and put that as a coursework. If any of that makes any sense.
Oh, everything makes sense. When you talk the first time, I split your question up into three pieces. If y'all don't know, every time I talk, I have these memory files and I place what you're saying in my memory files. And if I miss the essence of your question, I don't want to intellectually answer you and sound good but be dumb because I didn't.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear what you were actually wanting to say, so I actually repeat your question. He has three main problems, and I'll tell you his three main problems. Let's book end it first, because his middle problem is the worst problem. What to do with release of complacency? Do I need to start another one? And I want to make money through subscriptions. That's his big problem. Okay, these are his three main problems that he was identifying for us. And they all fit for all of you. Because who doesn't want to make more money? Yes. Right? And isn't subscription money better than any money?
Yes, it adds up.
It adds up, right? And please think enough of me to keep my lifestyle going and give me your money. Right? Like, go to a job you hate so you can keep me flying around the world. Please. Please. Exactly. Now, the goal here, Law, is for you to understand. He does understand. That's why the first part of it is really irrelevant. You know, what I do with release complacency, he's not really tripping about that. So it's not really. He actually answered it for me. He said twice, because, you know, I got a book coming out. But not his real problem in that, which wasn't the middle, but the middle part of his first problem was, I don't want to keep repeating myself. You get what I'm saying? But this is really part of the first problem. He already answered his own question. Keep repurposing that content. You get it? It was a series, not as a book. Boom, he answered the question. So no real reason for me to explain that, but it was a real reason for me to point out so you can understand that he's smart enough to repurpose his content. He's smart enough to take a free product and make it a book. Maybe you ought to do the same thing. Gary Vee does it a lot of time.
Tech journalists, and now even like cartoons. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same message. The funny thing is, he even said himself on stage, I repeat the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. And that's a good point. Now, let's deal with the back end problem that he has here. Should I release another one? Yes. Yes, you should. Yes, you should release another one. I should give you your subject now. All right? Last time we did this, I didn't give him the subject. I let him pick his subject. I am going to give you your subject now, Law. And you're going to take 30 days in it. Give me 1 second. Let me close my eyes and process.
I was born ready.
Oh, shake his head? Okay, he said he's born ready. Good stuff. Good stuff. Outstanding. Law, I have 2 30-day challenges for you. Are you ready for both of them? So you got a 60-day challenge.
Nah, I asked for one. I didn't ask.
Well, you going to get 2. I over-deliver. Okay, I over-deliver. The first one is releasing your ego.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's sexy. That's I like that.
Yeah, he likes that. Releasing your ego, and I'm playing off of releasing complacency. But what did I just do? I made releasing your ego the paid subscription. Because I'm going to convince him to have release and complacency for free. They now have a step up.
It already is free.
It already is free. You get it? So now his subscription service is a step up. Now that you release complacency, you done went home and found out they still getting on your nerves. Now I got to teach you how to release your ego. For $9.99 a month. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's that. That's that. Now I'm gonna give him an upsell to that upsell. Okay, you ready? Releasing the mood. It's an inside joke. He knows what it means. Okay. Releasing the moon.
He's smiling.
All right. Good. So I'll explain it to everyone who was that. I was telling Law what he's smiling right now. He's clapping. So now he has 2 more products that these don't have to be for free, but release and complacency needs to be re-released. I would even make the book for free and put in the book, for more, follow me at this Facebook group and also enlist this, join this monthly program and get free coaching from me or whatever it may be, right? You get what I'm saying? I would do that through the book. Let it be for free. You just cover free shipping. You get it?
That's
oh, go
exactly
ahead.
What we're talking about.
It kind of reminds me of my similar strategy, but people release also ebooks for free. And that kind of cuts the cost, so even like the print expense.
Yeah. It sure
does. Now he went out and wrote a whole full book.
I got that covered too.
He got through the ATS publishing, and it's real cheap to print books, so he can buy his book from the publisher at no charge. Just whatever it costs the publisher. If his book costs $1.73 to make, that's what he's gonna pay his books for. And then he's gonna sell them he's gonna give away for free, but cover shipping. Mm-hmm. So then that means he's going to say $9.50 shipping. He'll give away for free. Aha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he's still going to make $5 a book giving away for free.
Sounds like.
God, I'm good. I am. All right. Now, let's go back to releasing the moon. Law was sitting in the office, and I was telling Law Vastin, I said, listen, people need to just release their energy, you know? They're master creators. They're beautiful giants among themselves, and they are God manifested, and it's not your problem to correct them to your satisfaction. You don't get to correct them to wholeness, and you shouldn't even be offended by what they're doing because it's just energy. The same thing that happened, right, because Houston wants to be Houston. It was energy. And I didn't have time to get offended, and there was no reason to get offended. You get what I'm saying? A lesser man, whatever, would have whatever, right? Now, it wasn't a democracy. Do this. Do that. You know what I'm saying? The building's on fire. I got to salvage, right? There's a time for democracy. We can have a democracy now because we live and running. But when the ship is sinking,
yeah.
Do what I say. So we don't drop. All right, now that you did, I say this. Hey, you know, life, folks, y'all good. All right. You get what I'm saying? That's my thought process. Right? I was telling him, I said, listen, man, the moon is, I need you to pay attention to this lawn. The moon is so beautiful. So let me look at it. But unless you're a farmer or a sailor, you don't care about the moon. You don't. You don't use the moon to navigate at night and on the water. You don't. You don't need to see stars. You don't need to see the North Star. Like, we couldn't see the North Star without the moon. And you can't see glaciers and stuff without the moon. But you don't care because you're not a sailor. So you don't care. And neither are you a farmer. You know, you're not worth the time. And you don't harvest crops. So you don't care either. But the moon is so magnificent, it is absolutely controlling the boundaries of the water on planet Earth. It is doing that. That is a fact. Right? Tied up, tied down. You understand what I'm saying? Gravity in, gravity out. You want to see at night? Here's some reflection of the sun so you can actually look up this time. That's a lot of energy. And every day you go, huh, oh, thank you. Anyway, I got nothing to do with my life. It has a plenty to do with your life, but not his local life, right? He don't care. And so I went, do people like that too? And he went, oh, right? And then he took what I told him and even made it better, right? He said, crescent moon is what, right? Crescent moon is what he was saying. And he was like, all the moons ain't perfect. Some of them, you got a little crescent moon. You know what? I'm just going to deal with the fact that you can't even shine all the way bright. I'm just going to deal with the fact you don't shine as bright as I would like you to. It's all right.
It's all good.
It's all good. I'm going to treat you like the moon. You get it? And it makes sense, though, right? It totally makes sense. So when I just told Lar, releasing complacency, releasing your ego, releasing the moon, I gave him a whole series to create a whole spin cycle of his prosperity. Law, let me hear from you. What you think, what you got, how you want to add to it, holler at me.
All right. So I'm loving this idea, especially releasing the moon. It has been truly helping me a lot these past couple of weeks since I've been back from Texas. And the moment that I think about correcting someone to my satisfaction, as you put it, and then I remember crescent moon. Crescent moon, crescent moon, crescent moon, because I'm getting in the middle of my prosperity. You have to allow people to create whatever reality that they want to create, despite that you may not want that for them. And that includes family, friends, and strangers, and the whole nine. You can't get in the middle of that. That's what they want. You know, currently I'm dealing with my brother who has, he has an alcohol issue. And that's one of my closest brothers. We're 11 months apart. But I still have to understand that he is creating the reality in which he wants to create for himself. He can't change that until he decides for himself. And I shouldn't let that affect me, although he and I have been through so much growing up and we've been together and we're tight as thieves. But that's the reality that he's choosing. That doesn't mean that it should affect mine or stop my growth or stop me from where I'm going to. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. And you can't get offended by people who are afraid of your shine. I have a lot of members in my family who are afraid of my shine or always try to dim it. But some way, somehow, I always manage to shine even brighter, although you try to dim it. So that helps me a lot in that aspect. As far as releasing your ego, there's so much that I can do with that. And if we all just take our ego out of the things in which we're doing, do you know how much greater that you could be? You can tackle the world if you take your ego out of everything. And that's something that I remind myself on a constant basis, because I am a very intelligent person. And there are times when you do have to dim that to learn what you got to learn. And sometimes you got to shine a little brighter to let people know that, no, I'm not a fool. But you got to learn how to play the game. And that's what Foster Kid taught me. So there's so much that I can do with that. And I'm just going to continue to work on it.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Let's clap for Law. Good job. So,
from my previous experience now, I will say, like, a lot of times, kind of like, similar to that, kind of like, why this person thinks like this of me and much more. And now it's like, I'm like, it's all right. It's cool. Because, like, the more that you just release it and stop giving power or, like, validation to what other people think, despite, even though you basically just get to the point like you know what your worth is and what your vision, your path is going to, and that's all that matters. Everything else you shouldn't allow to pretty much distract you. And then once I started doing that, I felt so much better. It's like they can just say anything. It's like, that's cool. That's what you think. I'm still going to smile.
That's it, man.
Still going to keep doing
it. That's it.
That's it. Chris, I have greatly enjoyed your presence, man. I really have. I appreciate you. So Law got his question out. Now what are we getting ready to do is going to even make more sense to Law, because now he's going to, now that he knows his two new products, right, he's going to fit them in these numbers I just made him write down.
Oh, wait, I have one more follow-up question.
You got one more follow-up question. Let me hear it.
Okay, so seeing as releasing your ego is going to be the paid subscription, releasing the moon can kind of fall into that too, or should I leave that as a free product? And the reason why I ask that, because as I am working on the ebooks as well, one of them is Letters to Forgiveness. So that's a part of that too, to attract that. And I have a couple of other ebooks that I'm working on too.
Smart, smart. With that being said, I would make Releasing the Moon the free product. I would. To catch y'all up, he's talking about, that was basically me saying you just need to forgive people like you forgive the moon. And he is working on these real life stories from his life, his challenges, and writing that. And that would be, he's going to sell that, but the Release of the Moon could be the lead magnet, which is going to be far easier for him, because all he got to do is just go live for 30 days and it'll be there. You know, it's not a problem versus the time it takes to write a book. You get it? Outstanding. Good stuff. Fantastic. First one I gave you was how to create a $200 product for 500 people. Everybody got me? If you haven't noticed, this is how you get six figures.
Yeah.
This is how you get six figures. And on top of that, this is 10 different ways to make $100,000, which is Grace.
10 different ways to make $100,000?
A million?
That's right. Okay. All over the world for me. This is effectively a $1 million plan that you can take into bite-sized pieces and six figures. Fair enough. Why I think like this, I don't know. I just like thinking like this. That's all I can tell you. It feels real comfortable when I do it. Now, who among you, let's see, who's going first? Ken, you're first.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.